Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the feast of the martyrdom of John the Baptist. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. There are only three people whose birth and entrance into eternal life the church celebrates: Jesus, Mary, and John the Baptist. We celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas and his passion, death, and resurrection at Easter. We celebrate Mary's birth on September 8th and her Assumption on August 15th. And we celebrate the birth of John the Baptist on June 24th and his martyrdom today on August 29th. Why does John hold such a unique place? Jesus himself said, "Among those born of women, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist." John is the last and greatest of the prophets, because he does not merely foretell the coming of Christ. He sees him, he points him out, and he baptizes him. For centuries, the Old Testament prophets could only say, "He'll be coming sometime." John's the one who points to Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. John the Baptist and Jesus were relatives through Mary and Elizabeth. John was born about 6 months before Jesus, but then he disappears into the wilderness, where he remains in obscurity until the beginning of his public ministry when he was 30. Then suddenly he appears at the Jordan preaching repentance. And Matthew tells us, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan. John becomes a rock star. People are flocking to him. Ordinary people, tax collectors, prostitutes, soldiers, even Pharisees and Sadducees. And they confess their sins. They receive a baptism of repentance. And they actually start changing their lives. And disciples begin gathering around him. And John becomes so popular that people start to wonder whether he was the Messiah. But then Jesus comes to the Jordan, and John sees him and declares, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." And then John explains, "This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, for he was before me. I didn't know him, but for this I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. I saw the Spirit descend as a dove from heaven, and it remained on him. And he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.'" Finally, John declared, "I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God." John is arisen from 30 years of obscurity to become one of the most famous religious figures in Israel. But now the entire purpose of his life has arrived. John has become great so that he can point everyone away from himself and to Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, John begins sending his own disciples to follow Jesus. And as Jesus' popularity rises, John's begins to fall. And his disciples come to him concerned. Rabbi, all are going to him. John replies, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. And that is why my joy is complete. Then John gives us the key to his entire life when he says, he must increase, but I must decrease. Soon afterward, Herod arrested John because John courageously spoke the truth about the sin of divorce and remarriage. Herod had taken Herodias, his brother's wife, and John told him plainly, it's not right for you to do this. For this reason, Herodias hated John and wanted him dead. And eventually, at her request, Herod had John beheaded. Today we celebrate John's martyrdom, the ultimate witness to Christ and to the truth. John willingly surrendered his disciples, his popularity, his freedom, and finally his life. He lived out his motto. He must increase, I must decrease. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The key to John's life was, he must increase, and I must decrease. Well, that should become the program of our lives as well. But what does it look like in practice? I think four things. Let's take the first two. First, desire God above all things. Not God plus good health. Not God plus success. Not God plus relationships, recognition, pleasure, security, or anything else. Now, all these things can be good things. And if God lets you have them, be grateful. But don't make any of them the condition for loving God and your happiness. I want God, not God plus something else. Then God himself becomes my treasure. And second, let go of the pressure. The pressure that comes from believing, I need this to happen. I need this person to change. I need my health to improve. I need this relationship. I need to succeed. I need to make this happen in order to be happy. Let go of that pressure. Because if God is my treasure, none of those things is ultimately necessary for my happiness. Now, this doesn't mean being passive or irresponsible. By all means, work, love, plan, ask, do everything God gives you to do. But you're not dependent on the outcome of those things. Do what you can. Let go of the pressure. Trust God with the outcome. You already possess the only one you really need. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The third step is to remain in loving attention to God. See, the Trinity already dwells within your soul. So we don't have to chase God somewhere or manufacture an experience of him. John of the Cross repeatedly counsels us toward peaceful, loving attentiveness to God. So, instead of returning mentally again and again to what we're trying to acquire, fix, preserve, or control, instead, become quiet. Turn to God dwelling within you. Remain with him. Love him. Let him love you. This is where he must increase, become something positive. And I decrease not simply by thinking less about myself, but by giving less attention to what I think I need and more attention to him. But to do this, you're probably going to have to put your phone away. I mean, really put it away. And finally, always be content. This is actually the test of whether the first three are working. St. Miriam of Bethlehem, she gave the simple maxim, always be content. And St. Paul gives us the reason. He tells us that he learned to live with abundance and want, fullness and hunger, because he knew he had Christ, and he can do all things in him who strengthens him. Now, Paul doesn't mean Christ will give me the power to accomplish whatever I want. He means Christ will give him the strength to remain content, whether he possesses one thing or another. If God gives it to me, thank God. If God doesn't give it to me, thank God. If God allows me to lose it, thank God. I can always rejoice because I possess God. So here's our resolution. Want God. Let go of the pressure. Remain attentive to him and always be content. That's how he will increase and we will decrease. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, last night was fantastic.
Yeah?
That you made this pot of your famous beef stew, and then you just put out an invitation. Spontaneous invitation to just a bunch of people. And I was just happy that I made the list.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did too.
And it was so awesome, the people who showed up.
It was, I mean, everyone was kind of a surprise, which was the funny part, because I texted some of my closest friends and I didn't get any direct response.
What did you text him? What was the invitation?
I said, I'm making stew. It's going to be really, really good. It will be ready at 7. It was that simple. I didn't even text people until I started cooking. Granted, I started cooking maybe about 10 a.m. and I was pretty much cooking all day.
Yeah, because this, your wonderful stew, it needs to cook slowly to break apart.
Yeah, very, very low and slow, but for a very long time. And the fact that there's no schedule for it, it's very impromptu, I think creates a low pressure environment for all of my friends. And so I feel like people who normally wouldn't show up just for some big, dramatic, kind of stressful event, they're the people that show up because they happen to be free, because it just works into their schedule. It feels very providential. But it also allows me to not stress or worry too much about, oh, what if someone cancels? What if they can't come? What if I'm cooking for nothing? Because either I get leftovers or I get friends, and both is good.
You know, what I love about it is you can put on a big pot, whether it's soup, stew, chili, lentil dal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have some bread, it really doesn't matter what time people show up.
Yeah, it just keeps cooking.
Yeah, because if you have a meal that everything comes together at the same time, and then it's going to get cold, everyone's got to be there at a specific time, there's pressure.
You have to know exactly how many people are showing up if you're making something that's portioned out. Like, you make really good steaks, but you need to know how many people you're serving. If we have soup, you can kind of stretch that out. I'll make bread, and if we don't have enough food, we'll make more and more sides or something like that, because people can have a smaller portion of soup with a bigger portion of something else.
It's really fantastic. And I love the spontaneous, the last minute with no commitment.
Mm-hmm. I don't even commit to it. But because of that, I think I've eliminated some of the things that used to make me bitter about serving. When you work really hard and then people don't show up, or when the day comes and you just actually don't have time for it and now you're trying to cram it in. I only do it on a day that it happens to fit in. But that also means leaving space in your schedule so that you're not so overly packed that you can do spontaneous things.
I also like it that you can send an invitation and it leaves people free.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to commit either.
Exactly.
I think I know a lot of, especially young adults that are getting to this phase of their life where you have to plan out everything 2 months in advance, and then you only get an hour with someone, it's not fruitful, and it's not a real connection, it's not real community. And to have community, you kind of have to, you have to see less people, less often, but more spontaneously.
Yeah.
Less often as in, it doesn't have to be every single night of the week that you have something on the schedule, everything planned out, but you should kind of get to a place where you can see the same people weekly in a comfortable rotation.
Yeah. I like what you said. If you want to build a community, it's got to be less people, more frequently, more often. And what was the last one?
I have no idea what I said.
I think spontaneity is a good part of it.
I was thinking back to college and I was like, we had a different level of community when we were all living in Lawrence together than we do now. And part of that was the spontaneity and cooking for each other.
Well, yeah, but you also lived in proximity, which now with this neighborhood, you live in proximity to a lot of people. But this is key because we really have a twofold mission. And that's to build a deep friendship with Jesus through prayer, which will transform us. But secondly, friendship with others. But remember, friendship happens with shared activity.
Yeah.
Regular shared activity. There's no other way for friendship to develop.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is a meal.
Even before I made that meal, I reached out to a friend the previous night because she wanted to hang out. But I was like, I'm busy. I got to prep for this meal I'm making. And I said, why don't you just come over while I chop vegetables? I did all my prep work the previous night and just said, come over while I'm cooking. You can invite people, de-stress even the cooking part. We just talked and I forgot I was doing the work.
I used to do cauldron night where I'd just make something in my big pot and it was just there. I need to start doing cauldron nights again.
Soups are really good.
Actually, I'm going to let you do cauldron
nights. I'll do cauldron night.
I'll stick with Sunday supper and you do the cauldron night.
I can do that.
Because honestly, if you just chop up a bunch of fresh food, potatoes, sweet potatoes, carrots, celery, onions. You can basically throw in whatever vegetable or carbohydrate starch you want. Not fruit, but whatever fruit, vegetable or starch you want. You can throw in some meat if you want or not. Lentils are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And just put the right spices in and just let it cook. It could cook forever.
Even as much as I stress about the outcome of the quality of the food, I have continuously found that people are more grateful for free food than a Michelin star meal.
Oh, trust me. Most of the meals I've had from you are better than the Michelin meals I've had.
Oh, you've had Michelin meals?
A couple.
Wow, I'm jealous. That's always been on my bucket list. I want to see what's going on.
And today is the feast of John, the martyrdom of John the Baptist. So today would be a perfect day if you're listening, praying this rosary with us in the morning or early afternoon. Throw a pot on the stove, spontaneously invite a few friends, just see who comes.
Because you know what that does? Genuinely bringing this back to the feast of, or John the Baptist's martyrdom specifically, it points towards Christ.
It points towards
Christ. It might seem arbitrary, but these are the actions that point towards Christ.
Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, there I am.
People,
you got to gather them.
People came out to the desert to listen to John. I don't know if they're going to come out to the desert to listen to you, but they'll definitely come to your table.
Exactly. But you got to invite and gather. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.